Welcome to One in Christ, where the radiant story of Jesus come to life.
Only do this for the weddings, and the weddings about to go, and the weddings I've been to, and some very formal attire. But this is one of the most, and if it's the most important day during the year. It's not the Easter day, it's the resurrection day. And he is risen. It's not just a Christian slogan, it's the declaration. And we are not the crazy radical people, because this is a fact. We're going to talk about this today. And the verses will be from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, when Apostle Paul was talking about what he really believed, what made him a radical for Christ. And he wrote the book of 1 Corinthians 16 to 18 years after the resurrection event. So that's really, really good chapter and one of the most important chapters in the whole Bible.
所以牧师今天会读这个哥林多后书15章，这个是在主复活16到18年之后写的，这甚至复活是我们基督信仰中最重要的一个部分。
58 verses, if I read them all, we just go to lunch.
58节内容呢，我们应该不会全读了。
So I spent, this is my third version of the outline, so try to get the most important and most relevant messages in there. 58 verses, they are not very hard to understand. Basically, two parts in 58 verses. The first part is, why is this true? The second, why is this really irrelevant for you and me? That's basically what the 50 verses is trying to talk about. He made a lot of arguments that we are going to try to make, and he's going to give a lot of implications, which we are going to do as well.
所以在这里面 58节内容其实就分两个部分， 第一个部分就是说为什么这个事情复活是真的， 第二个部分呢就是说为什么对我们来说这个事情这么重要。
Let me read the first 10 verses first, then we're going to jump around. Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word that I preached to you, otherwise you have believed in vain. Verse 3, for what I have received I passed on to you as of the first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, and that appeared to Peter, and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. And last of all, he appeared to me also, as to one abnormally born. Verse 9, for I am the least of the apostles, and do not even deserve to be called apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Verse 11, whether then it was I or they, this is what I will preach, this is what you believed. Let's stop there, let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. The word is not just the word that is written in the book. The word is the word incarnate. Lord, when we say that he's risen, Lord, show us the living God. Praise your name and be with us for the next hour. And we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. So the first couple of verses, basically Paul was talking to them that this is the gospel. What is the gospel? The gospel is that Jesus died and buried and resurrected, according to the scriptures. And he said very clearly, you are saved by the gospel. So the very first thing I want to talk to you is the significance of the resurrection. We're going to talk about the truth of it. If you don't believe in the resurrection, you think that's just a fuzzy Christian idea. You don't even think that's significant. You don't even care if it's true. You just put that on the side. Doesn't really matter if it's true or not. If you don't believe it, you're not saved, according to verse 2. You're saved by the gospel.
所以不管就是我们在这里面讲到这十节的内容，就保罗把福音给我们复述了一下，耶稣基督的降生，耶稣基督的埋葬，耶稣基督的复活，并且讲到说我们是因为福音拯救的，他讲到了这个福音的重要性，还有这个复活的重要性。如果我们作为一个基督徒不相信神复活，或者觉得说这只是一个理念的话，那我们其实并没有被福音所拯救。
You know, cherry blossom, spring, winter, getting warmer,you know, Easter bunnies and, you know, joyful kind of season. You know, just a resurrection on the side. You have a good time just to think about the future and the hope and all that, not the type of, this is all good. This is all good. But the resurrection is the foundation. If you don't believe that, you don't have any Christianity left. Nothing left. You just believe whatever you want to believe in your mind. And you're not a good Christian.
所以在冬天之后，这个春天，然后很暖的一个季节里面，我们讲说这个复活节的兔子，然后非常开心，然后花都开了，最后我们才讲到这个复活。但是这个复活是我们所基督信仰的一个最根基的事情，如果没有复活，我们所信的一切都不成立。
That's my first point.
这就是要讲的第一点。
Significance of resurrection. That's why Paul spent so much time on it. And he's trying to make an argument, why do we need to really care?You know, for him, it's 18 years before him, his time. For us, it's 2,000 years now. Who knows what happened? Who cares what happened? Okay, let's go. Let's see what Paul was trying to say in the following verses.
所以在这里面，对保罗来说，他是16到18年前发生的事情。那他到底是真的呢？谁在乎呢？但对我们来说更是这样。这是2000年之前发生的事情，对我们来说到底有什么重要性呢？
Let's read until I think it's going to stop. Okay, verse 12.
第十二节。
We might go through 58 verses. I don't know. But if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say there is no resurrection of the dead? Remember, this is a Corinthian church. Corinthian church is a church where you have a lot of Gentiles. People have nothing to do with Jews, nothing to do withChristians, and they just don't believe anything. They're Greeks and they're Romans, they're Jewish people, because that's a big city. It's like Richmond or New York City. So very diverse people. And the church over there has a lot of people who don't even believe the bodily resurrection. That's why he's addressing that issue. And we are surrounded by people like that. Even if it's in Lynchburg, people don't believe the resurrection, or don't even think the resurrection is significant. That's actually very relevant for us when Paul was asking that question.
所以在这里面他讲的说是肉身复活的一个事情，在当时的哥林多那个地方是一个非常文化多元的一个大城市，就像是一个非常主流文化充满的一个地方。他在这里面很多人他是不相信道成肉身，甚至不相信耶稣他是有个实体，所以保罗就在这第十二和第十三节里面讲到就是肉身复活的事情。
Verse 13, there is no resurrection of the dead, then our not even Christ has been raised, and if Christ not been raised, our preaching is uselessAnd so is your faith. More than that, you are then found to be false witness about God, for we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead, but he did not raise him, if in fact the dead were not raised. For if the dead is not raised, then the Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, you are still in your sins, and those who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. And if only for this life,We have hope in Christ that we are to be pitied more than all men. Then he's changing the topic and say, verse 20, but Christ is indeed raised. So that's the argument he's trying to make from verse 1 all the way to verse 19. I'm going to give you the bullet points.
所以在第一节到第十九节里面，他就讲到了，就是耶稣基督他到底是不是有复活，然后复活对我们来说的重要性是怎么样，基本上就是前半段的讲的内容。
So in first couple of verses, in verse 1 to verse 11, Paul is trying to make a point. How do we know Christ is raised? And how does that have anything to do with us? How do we believe? Okay, give you two parts. One, the empty tomb because he's dead and he's buried. That's an empty tomb. And the second is the parents. I mean, we have a lawyer over there. He has 500 and plus eyewitnesses. Is that a strong case? If I make a claim in the court, and it doesn't really matter how convincing I sound, but I have 500 eyewitnesses to that particular event, what will be the verdict? It's a strong case. It's a very strong case. So two points he has made after 16 to 18 years after the event. The empty tomb and the eyewitnesses. Those are the two things. You have to have both. If you don't have both, you don't have a case.
所以在这里面，在一到第十节里的内容里面，保罗就用了两个点，就是第一个就是坟墓是空的，然后第二个就是有五百多个见证人在那个时候见证了耶稣基督的复活。所以在这里面有这么多见证人，然后并且有一个物证在这里，基本上就是说耶稣他就是复活了。
Remember, 16 years after the event, it's not like 500 years you start writing about the Qing Dynasty or Han Dynasty. Nobody knows, nobody cares. This is just 16 to 18 years after the event. If you do not, if you are in doubt, you can check with the eyewitnesses who's still alive right there. So if you don't have an empty tomb, you have only appearances, what does that mean? The people may be just hallucinating. If you only have an empty tomb and no appearances, the body could be stolen. So you do need to have both in there from verse 1 to verse 11 to make a strong case. So Paul is trying to make a strong case for his audiences.
在这里面16到18年的那时间里，他当他在讲的时候，就说明那些人所谓的见证人都还活着。如果只有空的坟墓，但是没有向众人显现，那就是可能是这些人都就一起嗑药，然后有了幻象。如果是只有空的坟墓，没有空的坟墓，但只有向人的显现，那有可能是他的信徒把身体给偷了。所以这两个东西加在一起，既有空的坟墓和又向人众人显现，表示了这个耶稣基督复活是真的。
And Paul has his own personal experiences, you know that. In the road to Damascus, he was trying to kill all the Christians, and the Lord appeared to him with a great light. I mean, he had a good experiences. All right, great. It's all great case. 2,000 years after those things, you and I, we were not there. We were not apostles. We have not seen, I don't know, if maybe some of you had the personal experiences with the Lord like Paul. It's very, very, very rare. So how do you and I know that the Lord is indeed risen?
在这里对他们来说是这样的真实。那保罗也有这样个人经历，在他去大马士革路上，他被主显现，然后他本来要去杀基督徒，但后来变成了基督徒。但是对现在两千年之后的我们，我们又没在那里，我们也没有见过，可能极少极少数的人有像保罗这样的个人经历。但是我们应该怎么知道耶稣基督他真实的复活了呢？
People said to me, and you just wait for that personal experiences. I've been waiting for almost 30 years.
有人讲说等你的个人经历，等神向你显现，说等了三十年好像还没有这样的经历。
People say you just believe it，
或者是你就相信就完了。
嗯 ，It's all good， but I'm going to give you a case. When Paul was a prisoner in the city of Caesarea in Acts 26, you can go back to read. That's a couple of years. That's almost 10-20 years.Right before Paul was executed, the 10 years before Paul executed, at least 20 years after the resurrection event, he was a prisoner in the city of Caesarea. Remember, he was asked by three people, at that time, the governor Festus and the king Agrippa II, ask him about what's going on with you. And he, in front of the governor and in front of the king, gave a testimony. Remember, that's almost 20 years after the event. How did he, trying to preach the gospel, even convince the kings and the governors about the resurrection? How did he do it? That's a really great case study.
所以我们如果看保罗在使徒行传里面，他在耶稣基督复活的20年之后呢，他去了凯撒利亚的这个地方，他被抓了，被当作一个囚犯囚禁的时候，他向亚基帕王和当时那个城里的管城的人去怎么样去呈现耶稣基督的他是真实复活的这个事情，其实对我们来说也是有可以参考的地方。
He started talking about the personal experiencesHe started talking about the burial, the birth and the burial of Jesus Christ. And he's moving on to the resurrection of Christ. And this is what happened in verse 24 of chapter 26 of book of Acts. 24 says, And as he was saying these things, he is Paul, seeing these things in his defense, Festus, the governor, said with a loud voice, Paul, you are out of your mind. Your great learning is driving you out of your mind.Okay. You're crazy. It's like you, tomorrow probably me, or any of you, talking to someone who's not a Christian. What did you do yesterday? You said, oh, you know, we do the egg hunting and all that type of things. I hope you said we did the resurrection celebration yesterday. And they said, you did what? Resurrect who? Are you out of your mind? That's what he was saying to Paul. You're crazy?When was the last time you saw someone resurrected? In the hospital? In the morgue? No one has that experience. Why are you talking about this? In human history, there's very sporadic cases here and there, maybe in the Bible, maybe somewhere. This is just not biological possible. It's just not a possibility that someone would be resurrected, let alone 2,000 years ago. It's just never, it's just against all the human experiences. That's why he's saying this, you're out of your mind. Any people in a society under the influence of secular humanism will probably say exactly the same thing, you're out of your mind. That makes us wonder, what would Paul say after that?
所以在这里面保罗就这样分述，然后腓都斯大声说，保罗你癫狂了吧，你的学问太大叫你癫狂了。如果放在今天的例子来讲，明天我们去工作的单位，然后跟一个不信主的人去分享说，你昨天干嘛了？哦，我昨天去庆祝了有人复活。然后人就会说，你是疯了吗？这个世界上还有人有复活吗？那他是在哪里？在医院里吗？还是在停尸房里？这个是复活这个事情本身是违反了很多人类生物和生理上的一些常识，这甚至上根本就没有人这样，但是这些人是被世界的主流的文化所影响，所以他们会有这样的反应。但是对我来说，保罗接下来是怎么样去分述的，或怎么样去跟他呈现这个耶稣基督复活的事情，就变得非常有意思了。
25 verse 25, but Paul said, I am not out of my mind, most excellent Festus, but I'm speaking true and irrational words. Verse 26. For the king knows about these things. The king Agrippa II, he was talking to. King knows about these things. And to him I speak boldly, for I am persuaded that none of these things has escaped his notice, for this has not been done in the corner. That's his defense. He said...He didn't say, oh no, I got a videotape and, you know, stuff like that. It's in my heart and I believe in it. Someone told me, I just, you know, work on my will, on my faith. And, no, he said, this thing you know that happened is not in my basement. It's not somewhere, you know, that you don't know. It's not happened in the corner. That means this is a public fact. And the King Agrippa II, you know it.
在这里面保罗就基本上讲说，我讲的就是明白的实话，然后并且对又讲了说这些事情不是在隐藏里面做的，基本上就是说这个王他也知道这个事情在那一天的时候，这是一个公众的事件，他不是偷偷的在他自己的小角落里面发生的事，而是大家都熟知并且知道这是一个真实的事件。
Someone has to account for the birth of the first Christian church. Less than 30 years, Christian churches become a phenomena. What do they believe? Believe someone who's resurrected and that no one believes, let alone Jews. No one believes it. They don't have the military power. They don't have a gun to tell people, you have to believe I'm going to kill you. They don't have the mass media. They don't have a marketing tools. They don't have intellectuals. They don't have no resources to have such a big influence on society. If you want to have any ideology, any ism, communism, humanism, whatever the philosophical ideologies, you want to push it to the human society as a big impact, it takes a lot of things. You take universities, you take social medias, even you take money, you take military power, you take a lot of things to push it through. Within 30 years, something happened for the first generation Christian church to start. And you know what they claim? They claim that Jesus is risen and he's the Lord. What happened? What happened? And the people would like to die for this ridiculous belief. Someone has to give account for it. Something dramatic had happened. And all the historians, critics, even atheists believe that something dramatic had happened to make the first Christian church to start. And we know the answer, because he's risen. So brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, you believe in Christ and you become a Christian not because you just want the Christ to fulfill you. You know, I'm a lonely. God is there to be with me. Nobody loves me. God loves me. I just want to feel fuzzy, want to feel good. You believe in Christ because he's real. Now, all the foundations is not because of your philosophy or your emotion fulfillment that you want to seek. You want to believe in Christ because it is true. That's my second point.
所以第二个点来讲的话呢，是说这些人他到底做了些什么，或者是这个事情，我们如果看早期教会，第一个基督教会，他在耶稣基督复活的30年之后产生了一定的社会的现象，他们没有任何的军事力量，没有任何的资源，没有任何传媒渠道，也没有任何的知识，他基本上在社会上没有任何的地位去让他们所信的这个信仰去得到一定的传播。 我们如果讲到任何一类的哲学，比如说共产主义或者不同的主义，它的传播它需要有大学，它需要有它自己的言论，需要有它的军事力量，需要有这些金钱去传播。但是这些早期教会的人，他相信的只有一个，他不断反复在强调的重复的就是耶稣基督他已经复活了，并且他是主。那这个事情当历史学家返回去查考的时候，他就觉得这个事情是非常不可理喻的，因为这些人甚至到了一个。 为着一个这么疯狂的一个事情，甚至愿意付出他们的生命，只是因为耶稣基督他是主。那我们信神是因为我们感觉孤独吗？是想要有人爱我们吗？还是想要感觉更好？还是我们信神，因为他就是真的神，他是真的从死里复活，他不只是满足了我们的情绪上的需要，或者是我们个人的需要，而他就是真的。
Now I give you a quote. This guy is called W. H. Auden. W. H. Auden is a British poet. A very famous poet, and he was an atheist and then became a Christian. And a lot of people ask, why did you become a Christian? I thought those things are, you know, abandoned many, many years ago. This is what he said. He said, I believe because he fulfills none of my dreams. That's the first thing he said. I believe because he fulfills none of my dreams, because he is in every respect the opposite of what he would be if I would have made him in my own image. Thus, if a Christian is asked, why Jesus and not Socrates or Buddha or Confucius or Muhammad, perhaps all he can say is, none of the others arouse all sides of my being to cry, crucify him. We do some explanation. This is poet saying, so it's a little bit confusing.
Yeah. 有一个诗人他就这样写说，他我相信他，因为他没有满足我任何一个梦想。我相信他，因为他和我所描绘的，我会描绘的上帝是完全相反的样子。所以如果一个基督徒问，如果有基督徒问说，为什么是耶稣，不是苏格拉底，不是佛祖，不是孔夫子，或者不是穆罕默德，可能他说的是那这些。
东西可能都是在旁边在那里去呼喊说去钉他十字架。Okay, that's okay. That's a good translation. So this is what he's saying. I believe in Christ not because He's the product of my need. I have a need and create a God to meet the need. You know, a lot of people are doing that. You know, I don't need a God until I have a need. Then a God just some miraculously appear. You use a prayer, whatever, just bring them in. He said he does not fulfill all of my needs. And I don't even want to believe him. Like Paul, he was not trying to believe Christ. He's not searching, he's not pursuing, he's not seeking. He believed because it makes sense to him, yet it's true. He said all the other prophets and all the leaders of the religion, they all give you some need and fulfill some needs. But this guy, when he shows up, he's so threatening, it's a threat to his own life. When Christianity is presented to you, when the resurrected Christ is presented to you, it's a threat to your core of a human being because it's telling you, you have no hope whatsoever. It takes the Son of God to die. And you do have a hope because he resurrected. No one would like that kind of religion or belief system. I just want to feel a little fuzzy, a little warm without being changed. But the Christianity and the resurrected Christ presented as it is right now, it's a threat to every single one of us, our core human being, because it's telling you, you are a sinner and you have no hope. W.H. Auden is basically in that camp as well. He said he's not fulfilling, and I don't want him, and that's exactly the reason I believe, because it's true.
所以在这里面如果说 在他基本上在他这一个短的话里面讲到什么，就是说他，我如果只是因为他能够满足我的需求，那我宁愿不相信他，然后我相信他是只是因为他是真的。那世界上这些所有的这些不同的主义和道理，他都会去试着去满足我的一些想法，或者是我自己的认知。但是这个神，这个耶稣基督，他出现了，他让我的生命，甚至让我的人的这个存在的生命的核心受到了威胁。 他基本上告诉我了一个事情，就是我没有任何的希望，我没有任何的指望，因为我坏到一个程度，需要上帝的儿子去为我去死。但是相反面来讲，我又有全部的希望和指望，是因为我可以去有这样的盼望，因为耶稣基督他已经复活了。The
last savior you would need is the savior out of your product of your need. I hear you say it again. The last savior you need is the savior that's out of your is the product of your need. You just basically, you have need, you create a God, and you want that God to be your God. Who's God?
所以就是说我们最后一个，就是我们最不想要的那个种神，就是说能满足我们需要的神。那如果说这个神的存在只是为了满足我们需要，那到底什么，谁才是我们的神呢？
If he is true, he will fulfill your need. But we believe in him not because we have a need. We believe in him because it is true. And his reason. Don't just put that aside. It's not a legend. It's not like a fuzzy idea. It's not just the inspiration to help you, to inspire you, to help your neighbor. No, no, no. It is true. If you take that away, you have no Christianity and you're believing in vain. That's what Paul has been saying. We faith in vain, you're believing in vain, we're preaching in vain because you took away the subject of your faith. You basically believe it in yourself. You're not believing in the reason Christ. So enough of that. We got almost half an hour on this thing. I'm just telling you that this is true.
如果我们只是把它当作一个东西，哎，我怎么样能够让我做一个更好的人，去帮助别人的话，那这东西对我们没有任何实质的影响。而是保罗他反复在强调，就是说耶稣基督他复活这个事实，他就是真的，就根据这个真的，我们需要有我们自己的一个认识和反应，不是把它当作一个很好的事情，让我们自己得到满足。
Yeah, it's not a philosophy, it's not your subjective feeling, it's the truth. So the implications, that would be my third point. There are so many of them, I just gave you 3 points of that third point.
最后跟大家提一下，它的跟我们有什么相关的，有三个点。
Since Christ is the reason, he's the very first fruit. I'm not going to read the scriptures. Paul was trying to explain that he's the first fruit. First fruit of what? First fruit that are coming out of death. Everybody was trapped in death because death is you have a claim in your life, and he's the first one, God of death. The first thing I want to tell you that the future is sure. Because he's a champion, he's your archangel. He's your champion who lead people, who would be able to lead the people out of death. And he's the first one who did it. And that makes the access to eternal life a possibility. So the future is sure because he's risen.
在这里面我们看到耶稣基督他是第一个在死中出熟的果子，我们看到我们未来变得很短，但是耶稣因为耶稣基督他是我们死中复活作为我们的出熟的样子，让我们可以去进入到永恒的生命里面去。
All right, 22 to 20, I'm going to still read a little bit. 20 to 22, but Christ is indeed been risen from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death comes through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. Verse 22. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. So the future is sure, and the resurrection is personal. It's you and every single one of us will be resurrected. The Lion King will tell it different. You are just a cycle of life. You become, you eat an antelope, and then you become fertilizer, and help the grass grow. Then antelope eat the grass, and it will be eaten by the lion. That's a Buddhist. That's a cycle of life. When I heard that in 1990, when the first Lion King started, I was like, that sounds great. But it's not the gospel. The gospel tells you that you will be resurrected personally, and your resurrection is sure. You're not the fertilizer.
So, 在20到22节里面的内容讲到我们的未来虽然是面对死亡，但是呢，因为耶稣基督复活缘故，我们每个人，这是我们个人，跟我们个人也确切相关的，就是我们每个人都会在死后复活。它不是一个，就是像电影里面讲到了生命循环的样子，我们变成了其他的东西的养分，而是真真实实的，我们会每个人作为自己，然后复活。
How do you know your resurrection is secure, though?You and I, even if you're Christians, you're probably going to admit, like I, we sin all the time. We have issues. We have problems. We backslide. We think the things we're not supposed to think. We say the word we're not supposed to say. We do things we're not supposed to do. We do that all the time. How do you know that your future...Your resurrection is secure.
我们怎么样能够确定我们的未来，我们的复活是有这样的确据呢？我们时常是有犯罪，我们个人都有问题，我们甚至走一步，然后退两步。有的时候我们想不该想的事情，做不该做的事情，看不该看的事情。那我们到底怎么样能够确认我们的未来是有保障的呢？
The first thing is, I'm to tell you the evidence that your future is secure. It's because the...resurrection. And it's not your resurrection. It's Christ's resurrection that secure your future. You are saved by the gospel and you are saved by grace. It's not like God wants to evaluate you based on your performance, but based on what you have done, based on what you have said. Then God is saying, he's not. He's seeing you.Not through your performance. He's seeing you through what Christ has done on you. That's called the imputation of his salvation. He's seeing you as a jewel, as a gem, as a prince, as a princess. Not because of what you've done, but because of what he has done. That's what Paul was saying, that I am doing this is because of the grace of God.
所以我们的未来是有确据的，因为耶稣基督复活，因为他的复活的缘故，我们不再是我们是靠着耶稣的福音，并且他的恩典，我们不像是说神看着我们的表现做得好不好，然后你不行就给你踢了，而是他是看我们是通过耶稣基督在十字架所做的，因着这样的缘故，他给我们这样恩典，看我们为好的，看我们是他的孩子，看我们是有君王。君王的尊荣，并且看我们像是有很有价值的东西一样。
You all been to Sam's? We have Sam's over there. When you get out of the Sam's, there's always either a lady or a gentleman at the door What are they doing over there? Welcome to Sabbath. No, no, no. What are they doing? Check to make sure that you pay. If you forgot, now we have all the phone app and all that type of things. What if you do not have the receipt and you're being held accountable for it? You are really screwed. Because they say you are stealing it. You're taking the staff away by owing the price that you have to pay. When we are resurrected, when we say we are saved, there's evidence that we can show. The evidence is that Jesus did not stay dead. And you show the people at the door, showing them the price is paid, not by me, but by Christ. Trouble me not, I can go through. So the evidence that your faith and your salvation is secure is not because of what you've done, it's because what he has done. That's the receive that shows that the price has been paid in full.
如果举个例子来说，我们去商场然后购物，然后出门的时候他检查我们的账单，我们发现我账单没有，或者是我丢了，那你基本上你人家就说你是不是在偷东西，然后你欠这个钱。那当我们在面对神的时候，我们复活的时候再去面对神，那我们的证据在哪里呢？那我们看到他们就是基本上就是说耶稣基督他死了，他没有死了不复活，因为他死而复活，所以我的这个罪驾已经被赎了，所以我可以有这样的确据，不是因为我做了什么，而是因为耶稣基督所做的事情。
Hebrews 8:12 it says, For I will forgive their wickedness and remember their sins no more. And there is a very good old hymn that we don't usually sing over here. I don't think even the baptismal hymn knows. It says, the verses that well made the accusers roar.Of sins that I have done, I know them all, and thousands more. My God, He knows none.
就是在这里面，希伯来书讲的说，我要宽恕他们不义，不再纪念他们的罪愆。同样有个诗歌里面讲说，当我的这个的控告我的人在那里叫喊我所犯的罪的时候，我知道他们，并且我所做的所犯的比他们所讲的要更多，但是上帝看我好像我没有罪一样。
The last one is the future, the resurrection. Actually, the future is not just personal, not just sure, not just secure. It's actually wonderful. It's just really, really wonderful. What do I mean by that? Let's read verse 42 to 43.
我们一起来看十五章的四十二到
42 to 43, it says, So will it be with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown in is perishable, and is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory, it is sown in weakness, and is raised in power. So the body that you have, the bodily one, the physical one, is perishable. It's going to decay, it's going to be gone.But the body that we are going to have the resurrection with is imperishable, it's wonderful, it's in power, and it's great. That's what the 42 to 43 is saying.
在这里面我们也看到我们的未来是充满着荣耀的，我们现在所种的虽然是朽坏的，但是复活是不朽坏的，现在虽然是羞辱，但复活是荣耀的，就是我们现在的和以后的做一个比较，真的是未来的是非常的充满着荣耀。
I don't know what you're going to look like when you resurrect. Most likely, not in the situation where you the most physically weak or ugly or, you know, disfigured or dismembered. You will resurrect with a body which is the most glorious, the powerful,And wonderful. What does that mean? You're not going to have just a body. You are going to have a body that you wish you had, but you never had. That's the most beautiful body you would ever have. But when I see it, That's John. It's not John. It's not handsome. It's not John. He used to have hair. Oh, yeah, it's you. Still you. When they saw Jesus, they hesitated. They don't know if it's Jesus, but it is him.
不知道大家复活的样子是什么，但是我确定知道他不是一个丑的，不是一个老的，不是一个变形的，不是一个残缺的，他的样子应该是充满着荣耀，并且是好蛮有能力的样子，就好像那些门徒在以马忤斯见到耶稣的时候，他看到他好像是，但是又不像的这个感觉，是我们最好的样子。
Life usually they say is irreversible.Once you made a decision, once you did something, it's going to be gone. No? It's the fact that the people regret the most. Well, we have people, not only in this church, in so many different places. You know, they're trying to be faithful. They say, I'm not going to get married.Until God gave me the spiritual partner. Before you know it, you get older, you're less marketable, less likely to get married. Or you can say, I married Jan and it was a bad marriage. We didn't know what we were doing. I was not a good husband.She was not a good wife. We got stuck. Oh, how I wish I could redo it again. How I wish it didn't happen. There are so many things that in your life and in my life we probably have regretted about. And we wish for even. We wish for joy. We wish for desire. We wish for peace.Wish for love. You know what? In the resurrection, you are going to have them all. Because Jesus not only gave you your own body, he said, I'm going to give you a wedding feast. The wedding feast is not just, you know, good food. It's the fellowship you wish you had, but you never had.The love that you wish you had, but you never had. That's the resurrection. That's the beautiful aspect of the resurrection. It's not that you look beautiful. No. You have someone who really cares, who really trusts you, who really loved you, who really embraces you. So all the things you have made is maybe your fault, maybe someone else's fault,You're in a situation, you think you're stuck somewhere. The good old resurrection is going to solve them all. Because he promised that he will be with you and you will be with him. And every time when we do the communion, that's exactly what we are trying to show you. That's the feast, not only between you and I have the unity, it's between God and us. We are going to have a feast.Oh, that's beautiful and wonderful.
所以在我们的生命中有多少的事情，好像很多我们的决定，我们的行为，我们讲的话是多，就生命一直在反复告诉我们事情，这些事情都是不可逆的，事情不可能重来，你不可能回到之前的样子。就好像我好像一直在准备，我在等待一个这个合神心意的伴侣，然后一直到老了，然后慢慢变得不再像之前那样了。或者是我结婚的时候很年轻，然后我们彼此生活，然后好像事情婚姻又不是很好，我希望我就没有在这个里面，然后你好像就在卡住了。很多事情我们没有办法重来，但是很多事情我们是期望着有这样的喜乐，有这样平安，有这样的爱，但是因为就是现实状况，我们就没有办法得到它。但是在复活的时候，我们就会有它所有的就是我们所期望的那样。我们会有一个上帝，不只是给我们一个复活的身体，他也给了我们一个大的宴席，在这个宴席里面可以享受他的同在。我们就是那个同在，是我们从来都想要但是从来没有经历过的，那个爱也是我们从来想要但没有经历过的。 我们不再是说看着我们自己怎么样，我们完全的可以体会被接纳，被神关注，并且是一个彼此信任的一个状态。那因为这个复活的缘故，我们可以去有这样的体验。
You think you're missing something in your life. You think you're unfulfilled. Some people will never be able to go to Europe and do the worldwide and traveling, and not enough money, not look good enough, do not have a loving partners. You have an unfulfilled life. But the resurrection is a walking proof that you are not going to miss anything.
所以很多时候我们感觉我们是不是缺了点什么，我没有这样的资源可以去旅游去欧洲，我没有这样的钱，我看起来好像不太好，我好像没有这样的伴侣。但是神的复活它是一个我们活着的一个证据，是说我们并不会缺少任何一个事情在我们复活的那一刻。
Verse 58 is the last verse. People quote that all the time. And I give you in the whole context of the resurrection. Verse 58 it says, Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm.Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
所以在五十八节，我们把这个复活的这个背景放在里面，我用这个去鼓励大家说：所以，我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
Anything you've done in the Lord.No matter how hard it is, no matter how much cost your life, even your marriage, even your joy, nothing is going to be in vain. It's not just the Christian fuzzy form feeling. It's because Christ is risen, and we are secured, and we are going to be with him, and we're not going to miss anything. We're not going to miss the joy, we're not going to miss the love, and most of all,We're not going to miss the one who cares and who loves and saves us. Brothers and sisters, be steadfast, serve him, love him, and your labor is not going to be in vain.
知道我们在主里面的劳力不是徒然的，不管它有多么的难，不管它有多么的代价，或者是我们在我们的婚姻，或者是我们是不是没了这样喜乐，但是在主里做的都不是徒然的，因为我们基督他复活的缘故，我们会见到他，并且我们都会和他享有这样的同在，并且我们会和那个最在乎我们的、最爱我们的，并且救我们的救主在一起。
For those of you who are not so sure about if you're even a Christian, or if you don't know you're saved, why don't you want that? Why don't you consider the reality that Christ has really created for us?Because the evidence we have, because the picture he painted, because the promise is given, why don't you come to him, ask for his forgiveness? Come to the Lord, and God has always asked you, even in the resurrection day today, come home, because there is a home that's built and set up for you. Yes, you have a lonely heart,Yes, you think you're missing a lot in this world. Yes, you think nobody cares about you. Come home. Let's pray. Father, we are so thankful for the promise that you give through the resurrection of your Son. We are saved and we are secured not through what we have done,but through what he has done. Lord, help us consider this day that resurrection is not only the foundation for what we believe, it's a foundation for the future we are going to have. Lord, thank you very much. We don't deserve it, yet you give it to us. Please calm down our heart as we go through the life journey on earth. We will have tribulations, difficulties,frustrations, disappointment. Lord, everything will be solved, will be eventually handled by the great general resurrection of us. Thank you very much, and we pray in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Please subscribe if you like our content. One in Christ as a multi-ethnic church, you're more than welcome to join us and to worship our Lord together. And we'd like to hear your unique stories with Jesus in the future.